That's our ring. Time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. I think you'll all agree there's nothing funny about a headache. So when you have a headache or when some member of your family has one, remember Alka-Seltzer for fast relief. Here's how Alka-Seltzer works when you take it for relief of headache pain. First of all, Alka-Seltzer is completely dissolved before you take it. Therefore, the pain-relieving analgesic sodium acetyl salicylate is ready to go right to work. And because of its effervescent base, yes, because of that well-known fizz, Alka-Seltzer gets there fast, gives fast relief. Now, probably you've taken Alka-Seltzer for relief from occasional acid indigestion. So now try it for that headache. Yes, take Alka-Seltzer, and you'll say there's nothing quite like it. Get Alka-Seltzer from your druggist, and always keep your home well supplied. For the Alka-Seltzer you don't have can't possibly do you any good. Buy two packages instead of one. Then make it a practice always to keep an extra package on hand. It's good advice, and if you heed it, you'll have Alka-Seltzer when you need it. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, because Lisbeth thinks that polo is the mark of the wealthy, she is determined that Abner become a polo player. As we look in on the little community today, we find Lum doing some bookwork. Listen.
Pitching notes on earth 6, 5-11, 3-14, push-up 1, 1-8, 18, or 9. 9's 9, notes
7. Oh, of course, Claire.
Somebody say something?
It's me, Abner. Is anybody else in the store there?
Well, where are you, Abner?
Back here in the feed room.
Well, come on out here. What are you hiding for, anyway?
Well, I don't want nobody to see me. Are you by yourself?
Yeah. Well, for pity's sake, what have you got on, Abner?
A polo outfit.
Polo outfit?
Yes, sir. Well, it's as close as that feller in the store and Elizabeth could come to it.
Granny, if you ain't the comicest looking sight I ever laid eyes on.
Not long now.
Have you had a good look at yourself? Wait a minute. There goes Charlie Redfield across the street. I want him to see
you. Hey,
Charlie!
Hey, Charlie! Don't you call Charlie in here. Now, Long, be quiet. Hey,
well, it's a shame for him to miss it.
Well, you stop right where you're at and I'll polo you with this croquet mallet.
Abner, you ain't actually been out on the street in that get-up, have you?
No, I sort of snuck around, come in the back way. It took me about an hour to get down here.
Well, what'd you come down here for?
Well, I don't know, to be honest. I wish now I hadn't.
Well, stand still there a minute. I want to get a good look at you.
Long, now, this weren't my idea at all. It's Elizabeth. She cut a picture of a polo player out of a magazine and drug me into that war surplus store at the county seat. Then her and the clerk tried to fit me out to look like the picture.
I'd love to get a copy of that picture. If it looks just half as funny as you do, it'd be nice to have around to cheer a fella up once in a while.
Lum, I wish you'd cut out that laughing at me. I told you I couldn't help it.
Well, you could at least put on a shirt. You ought to be ashamed running around in your underwear that way.
This ain't underwear. It's a polo shirt.
It is?
Yes, sir. It's a genuine polo shirt. I got my underwear on underneath it, but I got the sleeves rolled up under the polo shirt here.
Oh, yeah. For a minute there, I thought them was muscles.
Well,
I ought to know better. Are them polo pants you got on, too?
Well, not exactly. Them are just army pants.
Why, they never wore them big old blousy pants in the last war.
He never said which war they was left over from them.
Well, you could at least got some that fit you. You there, that part that flares out on the sides ain't supposed to be cleaned down around your shin bones.
Well, if I'd have got them any shorter, they wouldn't have reached my shoes.
Well, you're supposed to wear leggings or boots with them, silly.
Well, I know the feller in the picture did have boots on, but they never had any that even come near fit me, so I taken these tennis shoes.
Well, them things don't fit you neither. Look how they turn up at the toes. I thought for a minute there you was wearing skis. What'd you get them so big for?
Well, there you are again. I had to get some and come up high enough to meet my pants halfway up my shins.
Well, what in the world is that contraption you got buckled around your stomach?
Well, the fella in the picture, he had on a big wide belt. And this was all they could find for me.
Well, that's a cartridge belt, ain't it?
I believe he did call it that, yes. You can keep bullets in it. I got it filled with Band-Aids.
Band-Aids? Well, that's the first smart move you've made.
I got a pillar in the feet of my britches, too.
Abner, I don't think you've got an answer for this, but what is that thing you got on your head?
I don't know. Something they picked out for me. The fella said the soldiers in the tank wore them. Said it was a crushed helmet. Or a crashed helmet or something. I don't know what.
And it sure looks like it.
She said if I ain't never played polo before, I'd more than likely need it.
Abner, you ain't actually going to try to play polo, are you?
Well, I've got to now. I'm going to pre-farm at 2 o'clock today.
2 o'clock?
Yeah, Elizabeth sort of spread the rumors around that I was going to be practicing this afternoon. And while she never invited them to come and watch me, you know Dad blamed good and well they're all going to be there.
Well, I don't blame him. I wouldn't miss that for all the money in the world.
Plum, I thought she was my friend.
Well, I am, Abner.
What, are you just going to sit there and let me go out there and get myself killed? In this outfit?
Well, I can see why you wouldn't want to be caught dead in an outfit like that.
Mom, would you stop trying to be so dad blame funny and help me get out of this predicament?
Well, if Elizabeth done spread all them rumors, I don't know what you can do about it now.
Well, I'll get killed just as sure in the world. That new horse Elizabeth got for me to ride rum is wilder than a mad bull. I can't even get near that critter, let alone ride him. Paws out ground and snorts every time he looks at me.
With that get up, I don't blame him.
Plum, you ain't helping me a bit.
Well, what you ought to do is get Cedric to break him in for you. He can ride any horse that was ever born.
There ain't no time for nothing like that now. Besides, what I want is a way to get out of this thing altogether.
Well, just don't go over there at 2 o'clock. There ain't no law that says you gotta do that.
There ain't no law, no. But there's Elizabeth. If you break a law, you just get thrown in jail. But if you cross Elizabeth, you get your neck broke.
Yeah.
If she don't see somebody out there riding that pony, swinging a croquet mallet around, I'll just be into it, that's all.
Well, here, maybe you just give me an idea. Why don't you just get a substitute?
Plum, I've got so much junk on now to lug around, I doubt if I could lift one more thing.
I mean, get some feller to put on that costume and get out there and ride the horse in your place. Have him do it far enough away from the crowd so they can't see who it actually is on the first side of the pasture.
Well, that's a good idea, but I don't know who I'd ever get. Ain't nobody else in town that's crazy enough to do it.
Well, let's see. Maybe there's somebody.
Lom!
I'm pretty busy today myself, Abner. I don't believe I could get away.
Well, let's see. He can ride a horse and ain't too smart.
Howdy, characters.
Well, Cedric Weehunt, we were just talking about you.
That suit will never fit him, Abner.
We'll make it fit him. Cedric, old boy. Starting the day, you're a polo player.
I am. Oh, Emma?
Yes, sir. You get to ride that horse that Elizabeth got from Mr. Johnson, and you get to wear this outfit I got on me.
Don't tell him that yet, Abner.
Huh?
Well, I don't know, Mr. Abner. Part of it sounds all right, but I don't know about that other.
See, you ruined everything, Abner.
Come on now, please, Cedric. Come on, do it.
Well, I don't know. I don't feel much like riding a horse today, but I sure would love to wear that outfit. Boy.
Well,
I was fine.
Well, here, the costume's the most important part. Let's see if we can make it fit you, Cedric.
Well, gosh, I'd sure love to, Mr. Abner, but I don't think I'd know what to do after I got it on. I ain't never poloed before.
Oh, there ain't nothing to it, Cedric. Just get on this nice horse and ride around the meadow and swing a croquet mallet around your head a few times. Come on, let's see if we can get this stuff on you.
Now, listen, Cedric, there's going to be some folks watching you, but you've got to ride far enough away from them so they can't tell who it is. Get on the fur side of the pasture. You see, this is a sort of a joke.
Joke? Oh, well, I just love jokes, boys.
Aunt Cedric, after you get done pulling, come back on over here as quick as you can, because I've got to put these duds back on again. Come on now, we've got to hurry. We've got to get over there by 2 o'clock.
Been there, Abner. It went over something wonderful.
Did it sure enough look like me riding over there?
Well, it never to me, because I knowed it was Cedric, but nobody else catched on. They kept saying, my, look at that Abner. Never had no idea he could ride like that. Oh, he's a regular daredevil.
Good for me.
Oh, you ought to have been there.
I wish I had of. I never knowed I was so good.
Well, it weren't you, silly. It was Cedric.
Huh?
And if he don't get back here pretty soon, he's going to give the whole thing away.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I've got to get that polo outfit back on and go over and ask Elizabeth if she thinks I done all right.
I just hope Cedric never stopped nowhere to brag on himself.
So, maybe I better go out and look for him. Or, no, I can't do that. I've got his clothes on. Long, maybe you better go out and look for Cedric someplace.
Hey,
tell him
Cedric.
To go. Oh, huh?
How'd I do?
No, Cedric, you scared me coming in the back way. You done fine, but hurry up now and get that outfit on.
Hello, jot him down, store. I'm at her,
store. We'll change clothes in the feed room. Come on, Cedric. I know that we sure put one over on Elizabeth.
Oh, well, hold the line a minute. Come back here, Abner. It's for you.
Huh?
It's Elizabeth.
Oh, hope she didn't catch on. Did she sound mad?
Yeah, I couldn't tell. Here, you talk to her.
Oh. Hello, honey. Did you see me practicing? Oh, it weren't so much. I'm safe, Mom.
Well, good.
Oh, it weren't nothing for a horsemanship like me, Elizabeth. Well, you just don't know me. I feel more at home on a horse than I do any place.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, it's always been that way. I just never had no chance to show what I could do before, you know.
As long as you keep it that way, you'll be safe.
How's that, my dear?
My dear.
Oh, I reckon you might say it was just one of them hid talents of mine.
Hid? If you've got any talents at all, they're not hid, they're lost.
You're going to do what for me? Now, wait a minute, Elizabeth. Well, sure, honey, I love horses, but... Yes, but, Elizabeth, I ain't arguing. All right. Oh, that's great. Goodbye. Oh, goodness.
What's wrong now?
Well, on account of me loving to ride horses so dad blame much, Elizabeth is taking me to a dude ranch out west.
A dude ranch?
Yes, sir, for two whole miserable weeks.
Well, that should be a broadening experience for polo player Abner. How much trouble can money get you into, anyway?